kiss on a very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who'll kiss on a second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman who'll wait till a third time around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, she's the girl he's glad he's found. She's his shaboopy, 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 shaboopy.
The girl who's hard to get.
Shaboopy, shaboopy, shaboopy.
But you can win her yet.
Walk around once just to raise the curtain. Walk around twice and you make for certain.
And welcome once back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joe Sapardo, our great producer Eric Reinert, and in just a little bit we're expecting actor Max Adler and director Matt Landisak to join us to talk about their new film. And Joseph, what song's leading us in?
This is Shapoopy from Family Guy. Double Peter Griffin singing Shapoopy.
Fantastic.
That's what I'm looking for, a Shapoopy.
You are.
I am. You know, because, you know, I don't
why
want...
Why would you be looking for that?
I don't... You know, if a girl kisses on the very first date, then, you know, she's usually a hussy. If she kisses on the second time around, then she's anything but fussy. You know, I'm looking for a Shapoopy. So to all of my friends out there, I know Rex, my friend from the bar crawl, he always wants me to go for any girl around. No, I'm looking for a Shapoopy.
Okay.
I want a Shapoopy.
Give Joseph a Shapoopy.
By the way, this, you know, this hour of Breakthrough...
I don't like that word.
You don't like it. Yeah. This hour of Breakthrough Entertainment is brought to you by Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man Warehouse and Emporium. Thanks to a shipping error, Al is currently overstocked on Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Men, and he's passing the savings on to you, all of our listeners. Attract customers to your business. Make a splash at your next presentation. Keep grandma company. Protect your crops. Confuse your neighbors. Hail a cab. Testify in church. Just raise the roof. Whatever your wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube men needs are, go down to Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Men Warehouse and Emporium on Route 2 in Weekapaug.
He absolutely has great prices on those. And
he
you
does.
Know who else is good? And I forget his name off top, but... The volcano salesman that's there in Quahog. Great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Selling that volcano insurance.
Yes,
know, great
yes.
Stuff.
Everybody needs that.
Oh, it's absolutely. True. Without a doubt, wherever you are.
Yeah, so once
you
again.
Better have it.
So once again, this hour
know.
Is brought to you out by Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man Warehouse and Emporium. Go and check them out. Route 2 in Weekapaug.
You know, I had one of those out in front of my house for a couple months, but the Tatum Ranch Association said, no, you cannot do that.
Wow.
They're like Nazis, man.
That's ridiculous.
Homeowners or association. Oh, my gosh. It's just scary.
So today is, by the way, today is Breakthrough Entertainment's American Family Ted in the West show.
Okay.
In honor
hanging with the Browns.
With the Browns. In honor of the release of Ted 2, I gave it a thumbs up. You gave it a thumbs up, Greg?
Yes.
And it sounded like our attorney friend Doris gave it a thumbs up. Also, Amy gave it a thumbs up, our teddy bear expert as well. Teddy bear artist. You almost offended her as well.
How did I do that?
You made fun of her profession.
She thought it was funny.
She did. She had a sense of humor, so I appreciated that. So, I mean,
well, like really you said, good. I make fun of your profession.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah.
I make fun of my profession.
Usually when we make fun of someone, it means, you know, we like them. You know, we respect them.
How many times have I told you a monkey could do my job?
And we tried to get Greg to do it, and he hasn't done it yet.
You know, I was checking out our attorney friend, Doris Markovic. She actually is pretty hot. She is... Looks like, well, she looks
really?
Like she's 27.
We should mess with her.
Let me see. Don't mess with
look
her.
Look at that. You know, brunette. I pretty tan.
All right. Well, that's...
Come on, Joseph.
Well, she's an
loosen
attorney. She's an attorney.
You know, it's amazing that she really sounded like she was 67, and she really looks 27. I mean, I feel bad for her in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
That's why we should mess with her.
Yeah.
You know, since we're having trouble with our guests.
Well, she's trying.
Well, yeah, we're trying to get them on the line. So we're just going to go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Conway Twitty.
I see the sparkling little diamond on your hand. It's plain to see that you already got a man.
Great guy.
Fantastic. I see the want to in your eyes.
You know what? I'm going to try that at a bar crawl. Don't you think that would work?
Sure.
say,
not.
For you, anything will work, Joseph.
Hey, you look like Vera Farmiga, and I see the want to in your eyes.
Well, we've got our guests on the line, and Max Adler's been on the show before, and we're honored to have him on again, and as well as the director of the new film, Saugatuck Cures. Thank you so much for joining us, Max Adler and Matt Ladensack.
Thank you. This is Matthew. Hi.
Well, so tell us a little bit about, first of all, am I saying Saugatuck Cures? Is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah, that's correct. Saugatuck Cures. It's a town in Michigan. Have you guys ever been there?
No.
Is Max on the line?
Max, are you there?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's on yet.
No,
but there was some female that called up a little while ago, said she was trying to get him on the phone, so maybe he'll be calling in a minute.
Yeah.
We'll see. But in the meantime, Matt, director Matt Ladensack, tell us a little bit about Saugatuck Cures.
Yeah, so Saugatuck Cures is a family-friendly comedy. It's basically a road trip comedy about two best friends who are posing as ex-gay ministers and going into these kind of big evangelical churches that they think that they can pretend to convert homosexuals. And it sounds a little bit crazy and over the top, but the way they do it is very silly and kooky, and it actually turns out to be very heartfelt. So,
but there are people out there. There are people out there who claim to be able to do that, right? Yeah.
There are, and that's actually a huge hot issue. It's can that happen? It's kind of crazy. I mean, there's a lot of rules and laws that are going into effect now banning that kind of practice. So I don't think it really happens on a large scale like it does in the film. I think it's more of like a private practice type thing that people do to try to convert. Mm-hmm. But it definitely has some truth to it.
Oh, well. And this is great timing. First of all, tell us about the release. I'm sorry if I don't under... Is it a VOD or is it in theaters?
Yeah, it's in the Downtown Independent in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And it's in Gossett in Chicago. And then it will also be playing in Michigan starting July 3rd. So we have a limited theatrical release to boost marketing. And then June 30th, it's on iTunes. It will also be DVD and on demand on all cable platforms, so people can rent it on demand.
So June 30th, just a couple days from now, right?
Yep, next Tuesday.
Excellent. And what great timing. I mean, of course, with the same-sex marriage stuff that came out yesterday was just fantastic. I mean, this has got it's just great timing, don't you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And we actually have a surprise kind of wedding in the movie. And the special thing about it is it took place in Michigan, obviously, in Saugatuck. And, gay marriage when we filmed there was illegal, which is kind of insane. Over the past year, just the year alone, it was, 36 states that got legalized gay marriage or same-sex marriage. So it's a huge hot topic issue, and now it is legal, and the movie kind of says something very true about where we are in our society.
Very true. And I mean, of course, we're celebrating the release of Ted 2 today, and we're having a lot of fun with various jokes and whatnot. But I mean, it's just even that film addresses the topic of what qualifies a person. It's a civil rights issue in that film as well that they tackle. And this is a very important topic that it's just on everyone's minds, and I think that once you take away someone's right, one group of people's rights, then it very quickly it's a domino effect. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
And so tell us a little bit about, since I don't think we have Max on the line, tell us a little bit about working with Max. Of course, Max Adler, we've had him on the show before for, I think, 23 Blast. He was in another film around that time that came out. Of course, I know him from Glee. I think he's excellent on that show.
Yeah, well, the neat thing about Max is we both grew up in Arizona. We went to Horizon High School. We were in student government, and that's how we met. And so we kind of grew up together, and we both moved out to Hollywood. Wow. We both maintained kind of like a working relationship, always kind of talking about what we're working on. And so when I got this script from J. Paul Aretani, the writer, I was like, this would be a great role for Max, especially coming off Glee and his character there with Karofsky. And it was a different type of LGBT character and role that I think that he could really fit into. So we started talking about it, and the funny thing was, he was like, oh, I don't know if I, you know, want to do another gay role, which is totally fine. And I was like, I understand, because you can get kind of pigeonholed in Hollywood. And, you know, he wants to expand his career, and, you know, it's a tough, you know, it's a tough life being an actor out here. Anyway, then I found this guy who I fell in love with, Danny Mooney. Not fall in love like relationship, but I loved his acting style. And he's the crazy best friend. And funny enough, they are really good friends. And so when Danny was like, oh, I'm really interested, Max was like, actually, this would be really cool to just all do together. Let's all go out to Michigan. Let's do this little indie flick. And let's go have fun. And that's kind of how it all came about.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It sounds fantastic. And, you know, the things, like when we had Max on before and some of what we've had seen him in, some great stuff. And so, you know, looking back, as you mentioned, because I was actually going to bring up Max going to Horizon. I actually went to Shadow Mountain, so not too far away.
TV. Cool.
Yeah,
and
no,
my
absolutely.
Son goes to Cactus Shadow.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. You know, Matt, any, you know, fond memories that you'd like to share with us maybe about your time there at Horizon and, you know, in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area?
I would say that the best time was just, like, hanging out in student government. We had an amazing student council advisor, Robbie Wall. He let us kind of be free spirits and be creative, and I think that really inspired us to kind of do what we want. And I think Max has a fond memory. Too bad he's not on right now, but hopefully he will be, where I was always making little films here and there for creative writing projects and for student government. And so he remembers, like, us running around with the camera, and it was just a really fun, creative time, and the fondest memory I have of that is just, like, saying, okay, I want to be a director, and Max, like, I want to be an actor, and us trying to, like, do this thing, and now we're actually, like, really doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great that I mean, Arizona has so much just amazing talent. We've had so many people come out of here. Of course, Jordan Sparks and yeah. Max Crum as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just amazing that you guys stayed friends. I believe that we are trying to get Max on the line right now.
Max is going to be on the phone any second.
We'll have Max on in just a few moments. You know, and we'll talk to him briefly about his role in the film. Is there one takeaway that once again we're speaking with director Matt Ladensack for the new film Saugatuck Cures? You can see it on video on demand in iTunes and whatnot on June 30th, so just a few days from now. Matt, if there's one takeaway from the film that you hope that that viewers will take away, learn, or feel, what would that be?
It's really just a film about connecting people, and, you know, it does have this huge topic touches on, which is gay conversion therapy, and people might think that it villainizes, like, the right wing or Christians, but really I hope that ultimate theme is people take away that you have to love each other, and it's really just about being who you are and accepting that, and then hopefully, you know, everyone can get along.
Excellent. And we do finally have actor Max Adler on the line. I apologize. I didn't give out the both numbers. I didn't know.
Hey, no worries. We're here now. It's all good. Thank you for having me. Good to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you again. So, you know, tell us, we've been speaking with Matt about the film. Tell us a little bit about your character, you know, how you got into this role.
Well, the character, his name is Drew, and he is a local town firefighter in Saugatuck, Michigan, but really nothing really comes up of any importance or emergency, so his basic job is to help his mom run the bed and breakfast, and basically he needs to come up with a lot of money really quick to try to save her life with an experimental treatment that we can't afford through insurance, and me and my best friend end up posing as these reformed, you know, preachers, basically ministers of the church, saying we can convert, you know, homosexuals into heterosexuals, and it becomes this kind of buddy road trip comedy romp. You know, I don't know what Matt's already said, but, you know, he did a phenomenal job directing it, because you know, through all that comedy you really see what's at the core and, you know, what's at the heart, and, you know, the moral of just equality and you know, how ridiculous the whole thing is with when you really come down to it. So,
yeah, and we've talked about what an important topic this is as well, and, you know, there's just the fact that you two are from both from Horizon High School right here in Arizona. I mean,
Max, a lot of people know your name. I mean, anyone who's ever watched Glee knows your name. Have you two? I thought it would be just great for you guys to be back in Arizona and show this film to perhaps students interested in film at Horizon.
I think that'd
be a
great
brilliant
idea.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're out of session now, but I think they resume again in August, and that would be actually fun to go back and screen that in the auditorium or something, or the gym. That'd be great.
Yeah. Have either of you gone back at all in, you know, recent years?
Matt?
I've probably been back maybe it was like 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just to visit.
Yeah, I go
teachers.
Back. My dad still, he works there. He's the department chair of the special ed program. Oh. And he teaches English. And so I hear all about everything going on. And I've gone back and visited teachers. And actually, this past May, they awarded me with like this Hall of Fame award, which was kind of cool to receive. So that was fun. But great school.
That's really cool. My dad still coaches football there. So we both have ties. Kind of funny.
It's amazing, you know, and whether or not you actually show it to the students at Horizon High School, you know, I know I said this to you before, Max, and then you said that you would. We'd love to have now both of you in studio next time you guys are in town.
You know, that'd be cool. We can come back on the show, promote it, and have a big screening at Horizon. That would actually be a really cool idea.
We'd love that. We'd absolutely love
it. But if they want to watch it before then, it is available June 30th.
Absolutely.
On demand and iTunes and all that good jazz. But, yeah, that's a good idea. I'd love to screen it out there. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll get all of our listeners to see it on video on demand, iTunes, all that in the next few days. But then they want to see it on the big screen. So we'll have like a Breakthrough Entertainment Horizon party.
Yeah, I'll do a big Q&A and a little fun cocktail reception afterwards. It'll be a good time.
I like that idea.
Great.
And and finally, Max, I want to thank you again for your role on Glee. We wanted to have you on our Glee show. We did a whole show about it a few months ago, leading up to the finale, and you were busy that weekend. But it was just such a great show, a great finale. You had a great character on there.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't be a part of that. I really am, and thank you very much. I appreciate it, and yeah, I was very lucky just to be given that role and have that kind of created at that time and be a part of that show. It was just a kind of right time, right place, fortunate kind of a thing. But it's really cool to kind of really timely between that role and then this movie coming out and marriage equality. Is just, it's crazy to see just the difference in the world from like. The first year Glee was around and the conversations happening in the national dialogue then to the conversation happening like, yesterday. It's a really cool shift, I think, in like 6 years,
Very true. Very true. Well,
yeah.
Actor Max Adler, director Matt Ladensack, Saugatuck Cures. It's on Video On Demand, iTunes. In the next few days, June 30th, everyone needs to check that out. And I'm going to hold you guys to it. You're going to be in studio this fall, right?
That's right, and we'll let you know, and we'll come back on the show for sure.
We love it. We love it. Thank you very much, and homegrown talent right here.
Boom. Arizona. Horizon High School.
Go Huskies.
Nice. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right.
Great. And I am going to take this call right now because it's our next guest, but we need to thank the Whites.
Absolutely.
If you're Eminem and Justin Bieber too.
Here we go. Little Peter Griffin once again leading us into break. This is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Also half of Derek Jeter. Add to that a fleet of soccer moms. Packed into their yoga tights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the Whites.